North Florida Congresswoman Gwen Graham says Floridians need to work hard to make sure Donald Trump, the Republican presidential nominee, doesn't make it to the White House. She says that should be reserved for former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton.
On education, Hillary has a plan to invest in our children and make college more affordable. And on the environment, Hillary is ready to fight climate change and invest in clean energy that will create jobs in the Sunshine State.
And Graham, who may be planning a gubernatorial run in 2018, says Florida Democrats shouldn't stop there.
And thankfully, we can start making things better in Florida, too. We have the ability to elect a new legislature this year with great young voices like my friend Lauren Book. And in 2 years, we will have the opportunity to take back the governor's mansion. We're going to have to fight to do it.
Representing the South Florida area, Lauren Book was recently elected to the Florida Senate. She's led the charge on numerous state legislation, now laws, as a sexual abuse survivor and advocate.
My parents brought a woman into our home to help take care of me, my sister, and my brother. She became more than a caretaker. She was part of our family. We all loved her, and my parents trusted her beyond any shadow of a doubt. But when I was 11 years old, the woman we knew as our family nanny violated that trust and began to physically, sexually, and emotionally abuse me. I was scared, embarrassed, and ashamed.
But she says after 6 years, she was finally able to disclose the abuse, grow stronger, and become the advocate she is today. And she says Hillary Clinton is a great advocate as well.
But I am not alone in my quest for child protection. Far from it. Over the years, Democrats have led the fight to defend women's rights and children's rights, which are defined and declared and defined by our national presidential nominee to be human rights.
A fight that Book thinks must gain even more prominence.
2020 marks the 100th anniversary of women's suffrage. And you want a woman who has spent her entire career fighting for women, children, and families in the White House. Not a Trumpster who uses sexism, disrespect, and disregard for women and their worth.
And Book says that's why it's time to make sure Clinton, not Trump, is elected. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.